What were you just telling? The ice cream man's driven away?
No, bummed away.
Bummed away?
No, brummed away.
Oh, brummed away, as in brum brum. Brummed away. Is that what you were saying?
No, driven away.
Driven away? Oh, you clever boy, driven away.
Those lights are not on.
The lights are not on. Are you checking the recording lights? Don't touch the equipment now. Let's just have a look. Yes, there. Orange and green. Stand on a little stool. Peer over. Can you see? What colours can you see?
Orange and green.
Orange and green.
I tell you what. I got a better idea.
You've got a better idea?
I'm just snipping around the sofa to get something that goes round and round.
You're just snipping behind the sofa to get something that goes round and round?
Yeah.
Did you say you had a bit of an idea or a better idea?
No.
Well, look who's behind the sofa.
Papa Builder.
Come on, let's have a look at this.
It's a statue.
Who bought you that?
I don't know.
You don't know? Sit down. Can we fix it? Yes, we can. Oh, I can hear it without you putting it towards my ear. It's a lady called Lorna. Sit down.
Elaine.
Elaine? No, Elaine didn't give it to you. You've seen Elaine now, haven't you?
Yeah.
Where have we been? You're eating biscuits now. Where have we been?
Down.
Well, we went in a taxi to Elaine's house.
Nature's house.
It wasn't the Nature's house. It was Elaine's house.
I shouldn't.
You shouldn't?
No.
You shouldn't what?
Touch out.
I can't hear you, Tim, when you're punching this.
I should have walked.
You should have walked?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we said that to the taxi man, didn't we? We said we should have walked, really, because it was only the dead spring.
Taxi man said no. Let's get my taxi.
Well, the taxi man would say no, because every time we take a taxi, it's money going into his pocket, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, it's not been a very nice day. It's been raining, hasn't it? Normally, we walk down Burnage Lane and down School Lane and to Disbury and on Barmore Road, don't we? And we could have got to Elena's house that way.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a very nice day, was it?
No.
So it was much easier to ring the taxi man. And we said to him, we're not going very far, but it's not a nice day. And he said, oh, you should come in taxis all the time, didn't you?
Yeah.
You know all these little tapes we make, Thomas?
Yeah.
You know we make tape recordings?
Yeah.
Well, after you've talked to the tape recorder, yeah, some people listen to these tapes.
Yeah.
Who listens to the tapes?
Thomas's
tapes, but who listens?
Mummy
listens. Does Dimitri listen? That's Papa Builder. Who else listens? Janine?
But I call her Jean.
I know you call her Jean. Oh!
Moses.
Mummy is. Mummy's is. Mummy is. I think Elaine, Elena, Demetra, Janine, Kathy, and Thorna listen.
What's Thorna say?
I said, I think, Demetra, Elena, Kathy, Lorna, Elaine, Janine. Who have we missed out? Oh, Anna. All listen to what you say, I think.
Yeah.
We've been to a party, haven't we? Did you have a nice time?
No.
No? Oh, you did.
Yeah.
What did you eat?
Pap-pap.
Pap-pap.
Oh. I love eating pap-paps. Pap-pap. Pap-pap. Oh, do you love me?
Pap-pap, pap-pap, oh, do you mean?
No, pap-pap. Oh, buddy, bye.
You say?
Papa, don't worry, come back here another day.
come back here another day. Oh, you're saying rain, rain, go away, come back another day. Is that what you're saying?
No.
You've got a very sore throat, haven't you?
Oh.
I don't know, but you can hardly talk, you can hardly speak. You've been
yeah.
Like... Yes, that's right, you're pointing with your finger into your mouth. Does it hurt at all?
No.
You've been like this on and off.
I just got a funny scratch.
You've got a funny scratch?
Yeah.
Where?
There.
Right across your neck. Does your neck hurt?
Yeah.
At the front or the back of your neck?
Back of my neck.
The back of your neck. Have you got a headache?
No.
Does the light hurt your eyes?
Light.
When you look at the light, when you look at the sun, does it hurt your eyes? Not that there is any sun at the moment, but if you look out the window, does the light hurt your eyes?
No.
Are you feeling very hot?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, you don't feel hot, Tom. You feel all right. You haven't got any little spots anywhere, have you?
There's a little spot in
you. Oh, I know. I've got some little spots in. I've always got little spots. But I mean little red dotty dotty dot dot spots like you have sometimes when you've been poorly. You haven't got any of those on your tummy, have you?
Yeah.
Have you?
I've got there.
Well, I think I would have noticed if it was there. Especially there. Come on, hurry up and drink this milk and then I can talk to you properly. Because while you're drinking that and eating biscuits, I can't tell what you're saying.
I should have done that, Pap.
You shouldn't do what, Pap?
That, Pap, Pap.
Well, I know that you ate a lot of strawberries, didn't you?
Mm.
Did you have a little strawberry tart?
Yeah, an ice cream.
An ice cream? Oh, I guess it was an ice cream, that wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wasn't it special ice cream? Wow.
I mean, whipple. I should have been on the plate.
No, it's jelly on the plate. Jelly on the plate. Whipple, wobble, jelly.
Jelly on the feet.
On the feet. Well, yes, I suppose if you spill your wibbly wobbly jelly, it does go on your feet, doesn't it? Mm. And Julian sings jelly on the plate. And when you get really, really wibbly wobbly, he says jelly on the plate. Jelly on the plate. Wobble, jelly on the floor. And he throws himself on the floor and starts wibbly wobbling, doesn't he?
Yeah. Like everybody does. Oh.
Like that. Would you like some slippers on your feet?
No.
You throw them outside and the dustbin man can collect them?
Yeah.
I don't think you have, actually. I think they're in the dining room. What else did you have at party today?
What party?
From Mama's house.
I can't say what you did.
You're sitting talking. There. Sitting there talking. Hurry up and eat those biscuits, otherwise I'm going to take them away. You had some pita bread?
Say.
What did I say? I said you had some pita bread and some cheese.
Told you.
Pardon?
I told you.
Who said I told you?
Bella.
Bella? Yeah. Bella said I told you. You're talking about the tweenies now?
Yeah.
Oh, why are you talking about the tweenies?
Because it's saying something like snooze or snooze. Well, wait, I'll let you another day.
Because they're saying something like snow, snow, go away, come back another day.
No, snails.
Snails? Ah. Snails, snails, go away, come back another day. I've never heard that, I've only ever heard rain, rain, go away. As soon as you drink your milk and have these biscuits, I've got some things to show you, but I can't do it until you hurry up. So do you like your little Bob the Builder? He's nice, isn't he?
Hold on a minute,
I've
got something important. I can't
read
it on my own.
No, I want you to finish your milk and then eat your biscuits and then I'll get something for us to do.
No, not that. I'll cook it.
We'll be quick then.
It's... my telephone from my shop.
Oh, your telephone from your shop? Oh, right, okay. Bob the Builder has a telephone, doesn't he? Where's his telephone? Look, he's got a yellow belt like yours. What do you think he's wearing on his belt, Thomas?
Hammer.
What's he got there?
Hammer.
A hammer. And what else?
Don't know.
You don't know chisel?
Yeah. Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Ring, ring.
Who's that?
It's a teacher man.
It's what man?
It's a fireman.
A fireman? And what's the fireman saying?
Daddy's on fire.
Daddy's on fire?
Yeah.
Goodness me.
Nine.
Do you know which the 99 button is, Thomas?
There, there.
No. You've got your phone upside down, actually. Turn the telephone around. Right. Shall I show you what the numbers are?
No.
One.
Two. One, two, three, four. Hello, Mr. Shopman.
Hello, Mr. Shopman.
Hello, Mr. Myself. Oranges and milk. And post letters.
You're going to buy some orange juice and milk and post some letters?
Bye.
Bye-bye. Now all these numbers are here, Thomas. Every button has a number. And each number is different. That's number one. Two. What's that?
46.
46. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0. If you wanted to...
The chair's tickling me.
The chair's tickling you, but you've just fallen off it, haven't you? Wedged between the table and the chair. Shall I show you which buttons to press if you wanted to ring Daddy at home?
Clap.
Come on. Which buttons would you press if you wanted to ring Daddy at work?
Lots.
Lots of buttons. When you come back, I'll show you. Thomas, be careful, you're going to tip the table up. Come on. Right, I'm eating that one because you're too slow.
I'm going to go to Karen.
Pardon?
I'm going to go to Karen. Go to Karen.
I'm good at sharing.
Yeah.
I can hardly tell what you're saying because your throat's so sore. And you've got a biscuit in your mouth. Come on, if you're not going to sit with me talk here, I'm going away. You said you wanted to do some things with Mummy. Was it nice to see Dimitri?
Yeah.
What did Dimitri say?
I'll show you. 9999!
No, that isn't the 9 button. What's the 9 button?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hello.
Oh, you got it upside down. You'd be ringing 6666.
666. Hello, Mr. Bushman.
Not 66.
6666.
But listen, you never use the telephone.
What telephone?
This telephone, because it costs a lot of money. You can only ever use the telephone if Mummy and Daddy phone somebody up or they phoned us and they wish to speak to you. If we're talking on the telephone, you've got to be very quiet.
Mm.
And if the telephone rings, you mustn't pick it up. If Mummy and Daddy aren't here to answer it straight away, leave it because the answer machine takes messages. Never pick it up, will you? And never, ever ring anybody. Because if you ring, we know because we get a bill. And it tells us which numbers have been dialed. And you never, ever ring Fireman Sam, or the ambulance, or the police.
What for?
Unless there's a real emergency. Because if you rang Fireman Sam,
yeah,
and there wasn't a fire,
no,
and Fireman Sam came rushing here to put the fire out and there wasn't one,
no,
he would be so cross,
yeah,
that he would ring 999 and ring the police. And yeah. The policeman would come just as fast. They put you in the back of their van and they'd drive away.
Mm.
And we'd never see Thomas again.
What for?
Because they wouldn't let you come home.
They would. Yeah.
Or just nothing. They would say, never ever again can Thomas come home, because he rang for Fireman Sam when Fireman Sam wasn't needed, and that wasted Fireman Sam's time. And Auntie Mabel's chip pan was on fire.
Yeah.
And the house was burning down.
I should ring Fireman Sam to put it out.
Ah, but listen, this is what I'm trying to tell you. Auntie Mabel's chip pan caught fire, and her house was burning. Her and Pippin were inside. And when they rang Fireman Sam, he said, sorry, Auntie Mabel, I can't come and put your fire out because I've got to go to Thomas's house. And when he got to our house, there wasn't a fire. It had just been you messing about with the telephone.
I'm a fireman, gosh.
Yeah, so we're going to see if we've got a fire here. You can deal with it, can't you?
Yeah.
You're a good little fireman. But shall I
show you? Mummy, that chair is on fire.
Is it?
Got my house pipe. Or my house pipe.
Your house pipe's outside now. Look, can I just show you which is 999 on this telephone?
No.
No? I was going to get your other telephone. Do you remember where it is?
What telephone?
Your other telephone. Shall I reach it for you?
No. I get it. No. Mummy?
Yes?
I'm just getting like this. Fine, Jen.
Oh, no, I don't want that now, Thomas. No. Will you just please drink this tiny drop of milk?
Nina. That's a fire, Jen.
Yes, isn't it? It's an ambulance, but I don't want that out now, thank you.
I don't need it.
No, I don't want it.
Like that, you mean?
What's happened to your telephone, Thomas?
I don't know.
You think we've lost it?
Yeah.
Well, where can we have lost it? It must be in one of those boxes somewhere. Ah, it's in this one, look. Right, you go back round then. No, I don't want anything out of there. Oh yes, that's the telephone there. That wasn't what I was meaning, but yeah. Right, there you go. You take both of those back. If the house is on fire.
House is on fire now.
It isn't.
Yes, it is.
Which button? Would you know which button to press?
That one?
No.
That one?
No.
That one?
No.
That other one?
No. One of the other ones, yes.
The ones called play.
Well, let me show you. All these have numbers across the top. Right, you count with me and then you'll know. 1, 2. 3.
Hello.
4.
Shush a minute, I'm talking to myself. The light's on fire. Hello, Fireman. I'm light on time. House is on fire. Get us into the place. Bye. That's Fireman.
Right. You tell me to shush a minute. You shush a minute, I'm talking. Look, we've got as far as 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And what's this one? No. So if you don't
want that one.
That's 0, 9, 9, 9. And I'll show you where the 999 button is.
There.
No.
There.
You're watching, were you? Are you not watching? That is 9. 9. It's always in the same place, look.
It should play.
It should play, but there aren't any batteries in it. Look, can you see all these telephones? They all say 1, 2, 3, don't they? 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. And the bottom
somebody's
one.
Crashed.
Have they?
Somebody went over the road. And got an emergency on an email. Somebody's on fire. This is the fire.
That's your ambulance?
No, it's not actually. It's my fire engine.
Is it?
You can email.
Right, I said I didn't want to listen to that.
Ha ha, never mind.
Never mind.
This is the fire service.
Is it?
Somebody being crushed.
Well, I think we'll look at something. I said it once. Shall we look at something else?
That is on fire.
What number would we dial if we wanted to put Daddy at work? Questions. What number would we dial if we wanted to put Daddy at work?
Mine. I want to get mine.
No, there's other things we can look at without pulling these all the time. Thomas, listen, your throat is sore.
Mine.
Your throat is sore. I can hardly tell what you're saying. If you start pressing Nino's, I won't be able to hear a thing. Where's your Bobby Bill's pencil? Go and find your Bobby Bill the pencil and your little notepad, please. Come on, that Lorna bought you today.
I'm still tired.
You're still tired. I know it's very late. We've been out a lot today. We need a party, haven't we? That's a good boy. You bring this one.
Fly. No.
Right, no.
Let's see.
What's wrong with her?
Back here.
I'm just going to draw some numbers. What? Yes, numbers. One.
Look, I've drawn a tree.
You've drawn a tree? That's very nice.
Big high tree like that. I can't climb up there by the fountain. That's your tongue. Your tongue. Your hair. Said, come on down. Come on down.
Come on down.
You come on down.
Look, what is this?
It's a kiss.
It's a kiss. It's nine. Nine.
Nine.
Nine.
Find that one now.
Look. Nine. Nine. Nine.
Let's draw that one. Can you draw up there and roll there?
It's a very nice scribbling pad, isn't it? Right, if I write this.
I'm drawing fire.
Are you? You're drawing fire engines.
And that's the Nino's, that's the emergency.
Is it?
That's the Nino's, lots of Nino's.
Lots of Nino's.
Nino, Nino, on the emergency.
What does that say?
Mind.
Oh. What does this say?
I don't know.
Well, when you see these signs on the shops, you tell me what they are. But it must be the colours of the sign. Because that says Tesco. That says Sainsbury's.
What's that one say?
This says PetSmart. And that says B&Q. Mothercare. These are all shops that when you see them...
That one bowed out. Yeah, that one.
That says B&Q.
Bowed out.
PetSmart. What colour is
that? What's that one?
Sainsbury's. What colour is the Tesco?
I'll show you about that one.
That's Tesco. What colour is the Tesco sign?
That's McDonald's sign.
McDonald's sign. This is the McDonald's sign, isn't it? The golden arches on the end.
About that one.
That's B&Q, because when we see these shops, you always tell
about
me.
About trains.
Yes. You see, wait, when you go to B&Q with Grandma and Grandad, you watch the trains from all the road station, don't you? But this is another one you know very well. John Lewis.
Yeah.
So it's obviously the colours on the sign that you recognise, isn't it?
Nine.
Do you you remember the colour of the B&Q sign?
Nine.
That's nine.
Nine.
It's 9, 9, 9, so you have to press it 3 times.
Nine.
It's like the policeman. What does the policeman say 3 times?
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
No, hello, hello.
Is that what the policeman says?
I'll be your policeman.
Are you?
I'm a police fan. I'm the animal. Okay. Hello, mummy.
Hello, Thomas. Are you going to get your police helmet?
Yes, hello.
Careful. Can you reach it?
Ouch.
You bumped your head.
That one is dope too.
That's a police helmet, isn't it?
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
What did you say to Demetra today, policeman?
Hello, hello.
No, you thought she was somewhere else, didn't you? What did you say to her?
Greece.
Greece, what did you say?
Greece, it's not in Greece.
You said, I thought you were in Greece, didn't you?
Yeah.
What did Demetra say?
Don't know.
She said, I'm not in Greece, I'm in here.
I sure think so.
And did you see Janine?
No, Jean.
Jean?
Hello?
Hello.
I want some chips, Diet Coke, please.
From?
That McDonald's, please.
From here? That's clever. You're just driving along on your bicycle, and
on my ambulance. Nina, Nina.
But if it's an ambulance, why are you wearing a police helmet?
Because this is an ambulance helmet.
It's an ambulance helmet, is it? You're very clever, because I'm written on the notepad. Tesco, Sainsbury's, PetSmart, B&Q, Mother Care, John Lewis and McDonald's.
Oh, I want to make some things at B&Q.
And you've very good. You've just pointed down to B&Q and said you want to buy some things from B&Q. Before that, you pointed to the yard with McDonald's and said, I want to buy some chips and Diet Coke. What would you buy in this shop? That's right, that's Sainsbury's and that's John Lewis. What did you say you were going to buy there, Dad?
What's that?
That says John and that says Lewis.
No, John Lewis.
John Lewis. And what colour is the John Lewis sign? Is it green and white?
Yeah.
And what about PetSmart? What colour is PetSmart?
Yellow and red.
Yellow and red, is it?
Yeah.
I know it's got red. I thought it was red and white, but yes, it might well be yellow. You're quite right. There's a car around the corner, isn't there, where the PetSmart sticker on?
Where?
That red car near Robert's house. Do you remember? Because you call it the PetSmart car.
Oh, yeah.
And what colour is Sainsbury's?
Just orange.
Orange, yes, orange. It's got blue as well, hasn't it? Go down here and show it to me. What about Tesco?
Tesco.
What colour is Tesco?
Yellow.
Red, blue and white. Should we go find
Tesco?
Let's go find a Tesco carrier bag. And what about McDonald's? What colour is McDonald's?
Yellow.
Red and yellow?
Yeah.
You're clever. Look, here's a Tesco bag.
That's got rubbish in it.
It's got rubbish in it, but it's a Tesco bag, isn't it?
Yeah. Let's find a Sainsbury's bag.
Let's find a Sainsbury's bag.
Look, that's a Tesco thing.
That's a Tesco thing, isn't it? We've all sorts of bags in here, haven't we? Here we are. Look.
That's where you're going to Tesco. I've got a better idea.
You've got a better idea?
I need a dustbin.
You can be a dustbin man.
I tell them some rubbish in it.
Oh, yes. What's this bag, the green one, with the gold? What shop's that?
Don't know.
Where do you buy your clothes?
In Mother Care.
In Mother Care. Well, this is Marks and Spencer's. You do buy them in Mother Care, you can't buy them. Right, what about this bag?
That one got rubbish in it.
It hasn't got rubbish in it now, has it? No.
It's got the rubbish in now.
No, it hasn't. Oh, are you pretending it's got rubbish in it?
No.
Right. What bag is that?
Sainsbury's.
Sainsbury's? What does it say? Sainsbury's making life taste?
better.
Better? Gosh, you've watched too many, haven't you?
Bye.
Bye-bye. Look at this curry now. This is Tesco. And what colour is on the Tesco
that's
curry?
Tesco.
Very good. Yes, that says Tesco.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You know I'm putting out lots of rubbish.
Wait, if I write this, do you know what I'm writing?
No.
It begins with R and it's in red.
It's in bags.
Royal
Mail.
Royal Mail.
Royal Mail. Want some more bags.
Do you? I'll get some more in a minute. Rhymes with British Rail. Royal Mail, British Rail, Royal Mail, British Rail. Sounds like a train. Royal Mail, British Rail, Royal Mail, British Rail. What does the train say?
Diddly-dum, diddly-dum.
The diddly-dum, the diddly-dum.
I'm a dustbin man.
You're a dustbin man?
That's a dustbin wagon.
Oh. What other shops do we go to? We go to Michael's shop, the butcher's shop, because he hasn't got special bags.
No.
He hasn't got a special sign, has he?
No.
What do we buy in Michael's shop?
Daddy's sausages and...
sausages.
And bacon.
And bacon. And what else can we buy in Michael's shop?
No, I don't know.
We sometimes buy strawberries, don't we?
Yeah.
And fruits, right? Gathering up all the carrier bags.
That's your clean dustbin bag.
Oh, thank you. Is that my clean dustbin bag for next week?
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you. Thank you.
I want some more bags to collect.
You want some more bags to collect?
Yep.
Okay.
Called.
This is called a carrier bag holder.
Oh yeah.
Because these...
I'm holding
it. Yeah, hold it. These plastic bags that we get from the supermarket. Is this on your chair, sweetheart?
Is it on my dustbin wagon?
Oh, is it on your dustbin wagon? When we go shopping, what does Mummy take with her?
A purse.
A purse? And what do I store my purse in?
Hello. Where are you?
What is it?
Dunno.
What do you call that?
Dunno. A bag.
A bag, but this morning you said, Mummy, I like your...
bag.
Handbag, you said? It's a handbag with a purse. But when we go to the shop, sometimes we take a shopping basket. Or a shopping bag, don't we? So you've seen shopping baskets. When you go to the shop...
shopping trolleys.
Shopping trolleys in the supermarket. When we go to the shops, they give us plastic bags like this, and they're called carrier bags.
Look, there's another Tesco one.
With the Tesco one. You should never actually play with carrier bags, really. You never put them over your face.
Let's do it in that one.
Have a look. It's my little sister.
The English bag.
Is it the safety bag?
Yep.
Oh, yes. And what's that?
Let's see. I don't know.
Will you tell me now what that is?
It's Marks and Spencer's.
Marks and Spencer's. That's the Marks and Spencer's bag with a little green one for Marks and Spencer's. The plain green one, the bright green one. What's this one?
That's a bright green.
No, no, the bright green one I think is at the bottom of your dustbin line. Just have a look.
It's not. Yeah.
No, this though, this is dark green, not bright green. What does that say?
I don't know.
I believe you don't know that, because when you see the vans driving past, you always say that.
Don't know.
What's near Sainsbury's?
Don't know.
You don't know? What about...
Hey.
John Lewis.
John Lewis.
John Lewis.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's enough bags now, isn't it?
Yeah.
lots and lots of carrier bags.
Mummy?
Yes?
Hello. Got any I'll give you a clean dustbin bag.
Have you not given me a clean dustbin bag for next week?
No.
Oh dear.
Never mind. Got the rubbish tip.
Is that the rubbish tip?
You're crying.
Why am I
crying? Because no clean dustbin bag.
Oh dear, because there's no clean dustbin bag.
And get some money and change for a dustbin bag.
You want some money? I think that we give money to the dustbin man normally, do we?
No.
Shall we see what some of
them? I'm a window cleaner, love.
Oh, you're a window cleaner, I see. Well, if you're a window cleaner, look. Look what we've got in my purse. £2 and £4.
What do I owe me?
What do I owe you? Well, it's usually £2.20 for the window cleaner.
Thank you.
But I've only got £2 and £4. Shall I have a route of my handbag?
Thank you.
Well, that is Jackie's number. Jackie's telephone number, my purse, my makeup.
I want some change.
Do you? Well, look, what's going to be got in there?
Hello.
Lipstick.
Yeah. I'm getting something else out of this.
The tissues. Look, there's a checkbook there. Oh, heck.
Same desk, I'll show you.
Yes.
Look.
Yes.
Mummy, I tell you, you're bang.
What are you doing?
Standing in the bank.
Is there somebody at the door?
Yeah. I'm just checking my purse.
You're checking my purse, are you?
No, gosh! Send them, please.
Yes, that's right. That one is, it's called a reward card, isn't it? Sainsbury's.
That's more like Sainsbury's.
It is, isn't it?
No, it's actually something else.
It's actually something else, is it?
What's in this? What's in there? My money.
It sounds like my mummy's got a lot more money at the bottom of her handbag, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Listen at this. Oh, tell me.
Remember, mummy? Oh, yeah.
Look at all that money.
That's some change.
Yeah, don't take those papers out, please. No, don't touch the papers, just the coins.
What do I owe you?
What do I owe you? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah.
Well, what have I done that you want to pay me for?
Because it's a bank. Your Wait. Bank.
Oh, right. You're at the bank, are you?
Bam, bam.
Are you at the bank, Thomas?
Yeah.
And what do we do when we go to the bank?
Hello.
Mummy puts a card in the wall and taps in some numbers, doesn't she? And what do you do?
I know.
You don't know. You usually wait for this to come out, don't you? What's that?
Ticket.
A ticket. It's this little paper that comes out of the cash machine. And you normally wait for
this. This is a money lorry. This is a money lorry.
It's a money lorry, isn't it? That sounds exciting.
Getting all the money.
Yes.
Away. Goes back trailer.
Let's go from the back of the trailer.
Mum, there's some money in there.
So, I'm just going to put these cards back in my purse to me so that when we go shopping, we've got them with us, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
Right, what's that one?
Oh, don't know.
It's home base. What's that one?
Sainsbury's.
Sainsbury's. And what's this one?
Don't know. Tesco.
What's that?
Don't know.
It's another Sainsbury's one. I think that's an old one, actually. Is that the one we put in the bank?
Yeah.
The bank machine?
That's the bus ticket.
That's the bus ticket, yes. Would you like to play with that?
No.
No? Well, I don't really want this ticket and I don't really want that little receipt because that's just for some shopping. Shall we see what we bought that day? Oh, it just says grocery. That's not very exciting, is it?
No.
Grocery. Do you know what it means? Grocery?
Yeah.
What does grocery mean?
Don't know.
You don't know. It means food. Oh, you've trodden on Bob Builder. Poor Bob Builder. What was he saying?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. Can we fix it? It's making a lot of noise, that money, isn't it?
Mummy, got some money.
Oh, yes.
This is the money box. Thank you.
Would you like to just reach that piece of paper behind you?
Oh, yeah.
Please, I don't know what it says. It's fallen out of Mummy's purse. Oh, it's Jackie's telephone number. That's very important. We need that. Some more bus tickets. Look, here's some raffle tickets. Raffle tickets because we paid some money.
Yeah.
And we were given some tickets. And look, all those tickets have numbers on them. And when the man shouted out the numbers,
yeah.
If he'd shouted out a number that we had,
yeah.
We would have won a prize.
There you go. Yes. We won that.
Thank you. You've turned one off, have you? What did you say you'd done with it?
Taking it off.
Taking it off.
I'm taking that away. Look, there's another one.
Right. Oh, look, there's a button there, isn't that? That's fallen out of Mummy's purse.
And I wonder about that one.
No, you want that one. That's a blue raffle ticket. The others are all green. We didn't win a prize with any of them there, did we? Yes, well, these are the tissues in Mummy's hand. I think we can put those in the bin, really. Would you like to be a dustbin and put these in the bin?
No.
No? Gosh, you must be too busy counting.
You'll be a dustbin lady then.
You want me to be a dustbin lady and put them in the bin myself, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll have a look at that money in a minute.
But okay.
Okay. That's Daddy's telephone, isn't it?
Yeah. Now what?
Oh no, this is the proper one. This is the telephone that does work. So we better put that up here, shall we?
Yeah.
I'll put that up there.
I saw it.
Did you?
I thought it was mine.
I thought it was yours. You thought it was mine, yes. Well, I thought it was at first, Thomas. That's why I had to look.
Taking all the money, putting it in his back. It's inside of the lorry.
You're putting it in back, at the back, inside of the lorry? Is that what you said?
What?
Well, that's good money. You've got to keep it very safe, haven't you? So I think it's as well to keep it inside the lorry. Do you know what you've got there, Thomas?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
I
need to that up. I thought it was just a tissue and I've opened it up and it was a napkin with some cake in it. The crumbs have gone everywhere, haven't they? Can you see the different colour of the money?
Yeah. It's got some ladies on them.
Ladies on them singing, that's the Queen's head, Thomas. You know, like a stamp? You know, on a postage stamp that we get on letters? Whose head is on the stone?
The Queen.
Excuse me. The Queen's head.
On a crown.
With a crown? No, that's wrong. I think you'll find, look, that the Queen's head is on these. These are pound coins. And the Queen's head is on that one. That's a 10 pence piece. Right, these are the pound coins. Let's stack all the 1 pound coins in a big tower. There. That's a 10 pence piece. Let's line all the coins. Let's tell them what there is. And then we can count them. Right.
We've got to show you.
This one is worth the most money. That's a 2 pound coin. That's got the Queen's head on it. Then the next one is this thick one. Small thick one, that's a pound coin. 50 pence.
There you go.
Thank you. Where's the 20? There's a 20 pence. Now we want a 10 pence piece. That's a 10 pence. What's about a 5 pence?
Check out all my money.
A 5 pence.
Look, that's a green head.
Oh yes, a 2 pence. And a 1 pence.
Look, there's another.
Yes. Right, are those the pound coins?
Look, there's another.
Is that like that? There's another. Shall we put all the pound ones there? You can buy lots of things with those pounds, can't you? And that's a penny, so we can put that one there, can't we?
I check all my lots from the money.
You're checking all this money. 2 pences, shall we put those there?
That's the Queen's head.
The Queen's head. Does it sound like a pup? That's the Queen's head. Look, there's a lion on there.
Oh yes.
The
Queen's scared.
Do you think the Queen would be scared?
Yeah.
She might be, mightn't she, if she suddenly finds a lion behind her.
Yeah.
Right, have we got some more money?
I've got some in my lorry.
That's in your lorry.
What do I owe you?
What do you owe me? 5 pence, please.
There's 5 pence.
There's 5 pence. Well, that's actually 1 pound. And 1 penny for a lion.
Well, what do I have?
Right, you've given me 1 pound, 24, 5. And when we put these into the piles, I like that. It looks to be quite a lot of money actually when it's like this, doesn't it?
What do I owe you?
What do you owe me?
Please. Whoops, Daisy.
Whoops, Daisy.
What do I owe you?
50 pence, please. That's 21. 22. Oh, right. 20, 30. 32, 33, 34, 35, 36. A little bit more to go, please.
There's a Queen's head.
There's a Queen's head. That's a 5. So that's 41. Thank you. Another 5. Another 5. 51. Oh, that's right, you paid me what I wanted. I wanted 50 pence, so there's a penny change.
That's a 50.
Thank you, that's a 2 pence. Can you see how some of them are brown, Thomas? The brown ones are called coppers, and the other ones are silver. Yeah. So that's what it's called, silver. Well, Mummy goes to work on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Normally I would work on Wednesday, but this week I went in on Monday, didn't I? So we could go out to lunch today.
Well, I put all my money in my back of my lorry.
Have you ever? You still see a penny in the back of your lorry?
Oh, yeah. Actually,
it's yours, actually, isn't it?
It's not yours, no.
It's yours, right. Fair enough. We've got another.
Look, it's got a queen on it.
I thought it was a queen's head on it as well. Let me have a look. Oh, wow, yes.
Look, a big sofa on it.
A big sofa. That's is a portcullis, I think it's called.
But a book. What do I owe me?
What do I owe you? It's all that money. £2, £1, £50, £20, £10, £5, £2 or more. When Mummy goes to work, she has to count a lot of money. A lot of people pay me. And they come into the office and they say what you're saying now. Hello, how much do I owe you? And I have to work it out and take the money off them. And I have to take it to the bank. Or I don't actually. Somebody comes in a big van. Some men wearing helmets like people wear when they're on motorbikes, crash helmets.
Yeah.
They come along.
Yeah.
And they
collect all the money
that Mummy's wrapped up, ready to go to the bank. And when they take it in the big vans to the bank.
Yeah.
It's nice and safe.
Yeah. What do I owe me?
What do you owe me? Or do you mean what does Mummy owe you? What are you, Thomas?
A dustbin man.
Alright. Well, seeing as you've done such a good job, dustbin man.
Yeah.
There's a £2 coin.
Yeah.
Go buy yourself an ice cream after you finish your shift. Thank you.
There's an ice cream man lolly as you ride in the lolly.
Oh, don't.
They're delicious.
Is it delicious? Yeah, don't lick your fingers when you've been touching money. When you've been handing out some money, you get dirty, you've got to wash your hands, because you think how many people must have touched all this money in the shops.
What do you owe me?
Well, could I have, are you an ice cream man now?
I'm shaking all my money.
Are you?
What do I owe you?
Oh, you owe me £2.
That's in my ticket. It's not paid yet.
Isn't it? It's not paid yet, your ticket. What do you tell us?
I'm an ice cream man.
Oh. If you're an ice cream man, could I have an ice cream, please?
There's a lot. Everybody drink their ice cream.
Everybody drink their ice cream?
There's got some lollies left.
Have you got some lollies left? Well, my little boy Thomas likes lollipops. Can I have a red lolly, please? Well, I'm not sure whether he'd like a red or an orange. Could I have both a red and an orange lolly, please?
There's red, there's orange.
Right. Well, how much do I owe you for that?
Some money and a raffle ticket.
Oh, I've got a raffle ticket on the That's very kind.
Thank you.
So, two lollies, a raffle ticket, and a £2 coin. And I haven't actually given you anything.
No, Mum. We don't have your money.
You can. How much money would you like?
One, two, six.
One, two, six. There's £3.
Thank you. Welcome.
Would you like any more money?
Thank you. Count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That's very clever. You have counted it out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You counted. That's exactly 6 pennies.
Thank you. This is a black dish line. This is a money one. That draws me in a raffle ticket. And some more money. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 12, 13, 14, 15, 15.
Right, do you know how else I can do 15 pence? 5, 10,
that's
15.
15, lots of 15.
Look, 3 fives, 3 5 pences are 15.
Yeah.
Or I could give you a 10 pence and a 5 pence.
And that pence.
Or I could give you a 10 pence and 2 twos and a 1. Or a 10 pence.
Or this
and
pence.
5 pennies. That's all 15 pence, they all. Which are the silver ones?
They're just the silver ones.
No, those are silver.
That's silver. That's silver.
Brown, copper, bronze.
That's silver. That's silver.
No, silver. Not silver. Yes, that's the 5 pences are silver.
That's silver. That's brown.
Brown. Yes, they're called coppers.
That's brown.
Yeah, the brown ones are called coppers. At least they're called coppers as well, aren't they?
What's that one called?
That's silver, that's a 10 pence.
What's that saying?
What's it saying? Let's have a look.
It's saying fireman.
Fireman, it's got the Queen's head on it. A And it's got, oh, what's it got on the back?
A lion.
It's
a king lion.
Pardon?
It's a king lion.
A king lion? The Lion King? Is that what you mean, a lion king?
Look, there's a flower.
A flower? Is that a thistle? Yes, that's a thistle. It's on a 2 pence piece.
Thank you.
I think it's a thistle, or is it feathers? I think it's feathers, actually, isn't it? Yeah.
That's brown. I got a flower.
Yes. Oh, it's the finest that have thistles. Yes, those are feathers on the tree, but the finest has some thistles on it. Oh, there was a noise when the money hits the back of the trailer, isn't it? Crash.
Listen.
I'm listening. No, don't throw it in like that, Thomas, because Daddy's upstairs. You'll be disturbing, don't you? Just quietly. What happens in church when people give money?
Don't know.
Well, you've helped do it, haven't you? Do you go around the collection plate?
Yes. That's why I take some money. There's a silver. That's brown.
Can you see all the different shapes? These are round, aren't they?
Yeah.
Look, the 50 pence and the 20 pence.
That's what tickets are big.
Pardon?
That one tickets are big.
Tickets?
Are big.
Tickets are big? Yes, those tickets are big. Look, can you see? They're not round, are they?
No.
They've got sides.
What do I make? 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Please.
£5?
That's more like a rabbit.
What's more like a rabbit?
There's more money.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Would they shake like a rabbit?
Yeah.
What, with sticky appears like that?
Like that.
Oh, I see. Yes, that's quite clever. Yes. There's its feet. Is this a rabbit standing up?
That's the bottom.
Look.
That's the bottom.
That's the bottom. That's the top. Look, shall we make those into big rabbit's ears?
Yeah.
How's that? Does that look like a rabbit?
No.
Not that, really, no.
No, that's more like a big fish.
Is it more like a big fish?
Yeah, that's a crocodile.
Yes.
Instead.
It's a crocodile instead, is it?
That's more like it. Yeah. No, actually, it's a fish.
Actually, it's a fish, is it? Silly me. I don't know what it was.
All the money are taken away.
Where's the money going to? Don't drop it in, Thomas. It makes too much noise. Don't you disturb Daddy upstairs. Thomas, no. You can't do that with the rest. You put it in quietly, please. Quietly, please. Don't drop it in. Gently. Shh. That's right. Shh.
Tick-tock.
Can you hear the clock ticking? When you're quiet, you can't hear the clock ticking. Listen. Actually, I can hear somebody shouting outside as well.
What for?
I don't know.
They get nervous. Go away, come back here another day!
Do you think that's what they're saying?
Yeah.
Go away, come back here another day. Watch, you don't run over Bob the Builder. Look, he's lying face down. It looks like he's had an accident.
I run over.
No, we don't run over. We saw an accident in Didsbury, didn't we?
What happened?
Well, it looked like a van had gone through a shop window, didn't it?
Yeah. Lorry, lots of wheels.
A lorry with lots of wheels. I don't think it was a lorry, but we saw the lorry got some police car, didn't we? What happened?
An animal. And a police van.
Yes.
An ambulance. Oh, the money's are gone. I'm going now.
Are you? Oh, okay. Bye-bye, you've collected all your money.
That's 2 days.
Just think, now you've collected all that money, you'll be able to go to all those shops we were talking about before.
I've put all those money in your pocket.
Oh, very good. You're putting it all in my pocket, are you? We've got camera bags from Marks & Spencer's, Tesco, B&Q, John Lewis and Sainsbury's. You'll be able to go to all those shops.
Yeah. shopping.
You'll buy lots of nice things, won't you?
Yeah.
What would you like to buy from the shop?
Sweeties.
Sweeties. And which shop would you go to for sweeties?
A sweetie shop.
A sweetie shop, yes, there's a nice sweetie shop in this place, isn't there? A nice sweetie shop where they weigh out all the sweeties into paper bags. That's where you buy your jelly crocodiles and jelly snakes from, isn't it?
Pockets.
Pockets.
Pocket.
Pocket.
And no money pockets.
Who's saying pockets?
Thomas and
Scania. Oh, why is it? Oh, you're looking at the front of your bicycle. It says triangle. But yes, Scania. A lot of lorries say Scania on the front, don't they?
Yeah.
Is that the name of the lorry, Scania? You filling my pocket with money?
Yeah, right. Can pay a queen and a money dog and flowers.
I can pay for a queen, a funny dog and some flowers.
Yeah.
Did you say a funny dog or a money dog?
A money dog.
A money dog. What's a money dog, Thomas?
Charles, moving house.
I'm moving house?
Yeah.
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh gosh, you need lots of money when you move house, because houses are expensive to buy, aren't they? I think if I was buying a house, I wouldn't be taking my purse to the shop to buy a house, do you?
No! Stay at home and play with
it. Stay at home and play with it?